Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Nehemiah 9. It don't hurt you to read ahead. I want to read. I know we're running out of time, but I want to share something that was so real. Remember, these people, these Jewish people, are now, they're in captivity. You know the story, and people here Wednesday night, I won't go into detail. If you weren't here Wednesday night, come back and I'll fill in the gaps, okay? You need to be. Anyway, they were released, or did they release Nehemiah to go back? You know the story there. He had to build the walls. Chapter number 9, Ezra Stein gets involved in it. I loved reading chapter number 8. I'm going to get lost in all this. They stood for a fourth part of the day. Men, women, and children. Had somebody ask me last week about having junior church again, and I said, no, we're not going to have it. But that's a whole other story. I know I'm going to have people mad at me. But I believe the children are best in church with their mom and dad. It's scriptural. Talk about junior church. Talk about anything. I'm talking about, that's a whole. Are y'all mad at me? When Ezra read a fourth of the day. Now, I won't get lost in this. Anyway, you had the men, women, and children, and they stood as they were reading the word of God. You know what they did the next fourth part of the day? We ain't talking 10 minutes. We ain't even talking an hour. A fourth part of the day. Now, whether that's 12 during the daylight hours, you know, from day, or the 24 hours, that's a whole other story. But anyway, we're talking hours either way you look at it. A fourth part of the day, they stood and heard the word of God preached. Matter of fact, Ezra got on a pulpit. You wonder why things are high, so all the people could hear him. It's everybody you see recorded there. He got up on the pulpit so people could see him and people hear him proclaim the word of God, and they were hungry and they were thirsting after righteousness. They had lost, they had got away from God. Sounds like a bunch of sorry Baptists. God had brought them there. He delivered them there, and wonderful things were happening. And they'd forgot God. Ezra stood up and read chapters 8 and 9. And revival started to take place. Revival happens among God's people, not lost people. Revival, so the fourth part of that day, they just listened to the word of God and it was explained. How would you like being that preacher? Preacher, you preach too long. 30 minutes, that's too. How would you like at least a 4-hour sermon? That's at least a fourth part of a 12-hour. Maybe if it's 24 hours, it was 6 hours. How do you like standing there for at least minimum 3 hours? And they stood. The next fourth part of the day, it tells us they begin to worship. Read it for yourself. They begin to pray and they begin to worship. And the longest prayer ever recorded, that's the background. And I just want to read it because it refers to Hebrews chapter number 3 and 4. It talks about what we're talking about this morning. And I wasn't going to read it, but I said, man, that's fitting. This fits our Bible study, what we're talking about. It's the longest prayer in the Bible, 1,213 words. Let me just start in verse number 1. This ain't the prayer, but I wanted to begin. We got time. Ooh, I got to read through it real quick. Now, in the 24th month are you putting it up there, Greg? Okay. The children of Israel were assembled with fasting and sackcloths upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord, their God. Here it is, one fourth part of the day. And another fourth, they confessed and worshiped their Lord. I can't understand why people tell me the Bible is boring. I was rejoicing, just putting all this together. Anyway, they stood up in their stairs and it listed these people, the Levites and Jeshua and Bani and all these other guys. And then verse number 5, the Levites and all of them, I'm not even going to pronounce their names. They said, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. And blessed be the glorious name, for where is exalted among all blessing and praise. Thou, even thou art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all the hosts, the earth and all the things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all. And the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Talking about the angelic beings. Thou art the Lord, the God, who didst choose Abram and bringeth him forth out of the Ur of the Chaldees. Remember, this is their prayer. And gavest him unto the name Abraham and found us his heart faithful before thee and made us a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed. He promised it and hath performed thy words, for thou art righteous. And did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea and showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and all his servants and all the people of his land. For thou knewest that thou dealt proudly against them. So thou didst thou get thee a name as it is today. And thou didst divide the sea before them so that they went through the midst of the sea on dry land and their persecutors threw into the deep waters as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, thou ledest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven and gave them right judgment and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath and commanded thy precepts, statutes, and law by the hand of Moses thy servant, and gave them bread from heaven for their hunger and brought us forth water for them out of you provided for them and promised them that they should go to possess the land which thou had sworn. Remember, we talked about it. You said you would give it to them. Verse number 16, but they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their neck and hardened not to thy commandments and refused to obey. And most of these were saved people. Neither were mindful of thy wonders that they did you did among them. But they hardened their neck in their rebellion, appointed a captain, remember we read that, to return back to bondage. But thou art God, art a God ready to pardon. Amen and amen. He still is. Gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and a great kindness, and forsooketh him not. People, and I got to quit. People talk about God in the Old Testament as a wicked, evil. God is a great and merciful God. Always has been, even in the Old Testament. And they recognize that. Let me finish. I love this, verse 18. And when they had made them a molten calf and said, this is thy God that brought thee out of Egypt and had wrought great wonders. They even worshiped idolatry. This calf brought us out, not you. Saved people. All of them, remember Moses come down from the mountain receiving the law, and there had he broke all 10 commandments. Remember all that? Yet thou and thy manifold mercy forsookest him not in the wilderness. Still took care of them, even though they were unbelieving believers. He still took care of them. Notice, thou gavest them, verse number 20, thou gavest thy good spirit and struck them even when they were in the wilderness, when holdest not thy manna from their mouth, and gave us them water for thirst. Yea, 40 years did thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. Or the same, they didn't have to go Goodwill shopping. Shoes, clothes, fed them, provided for them. Unbelieving believers, but they didn't enter into the rest. That place of blessing. And I have to quit. Read the rest of this. This is your homework assignment, okay? Read the rest of Hebrews chapter 9. That prayer is the longest prayer in the Bible. It's an amazing prayer. Next time I get up here, I'll decipher a little bit more. But won't you see the point? The point is this. There's a lot of believers who've not entered into rest. They're saved on the way to heaven, but they're not entered into a place of blessings of God on their life because they refuse to believe. May we, as God's people here at Westwood Baptist Church, the people I'm talking to or people online, may we be a people that will enter into that rest, fully trusting Him. I want to say something else, but I got to quit. Ain't God good all the time? Even when we're unbelieving believers, He still takes care of us. God, you're good to us. We're so undeserving, but what a mighty God you are. Lord, bless the morning worship, and may our worship be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.